was explaining the mitzvah by Sukkis of Tzei Midiras Keva, but the Torah says, Chazal expressed it this way, at the beginning of the Masechta, Tzei Midiras Keva, to leave one's permanent dwelling and to enter into a Diras Keva, into a Diras Aroi, into a temporary dwelling. Leave your permanent dwelling and enter into a temporary dwelling. And this explains there are people who, even in the world of Kedusha, they're stuck in a permanent dwelling. They live in a Diras Keva. In other words, if I cannot go to my regular minyan, if I cannot serve Hashem the way that I'm used to, that I'm accustomed to, all of my life, if I cannot do that now, I cannot function. I can't continue. If I cannot have my regular shiur, my regular chavusa, if things are not the way that I'm used to, and all the conditions and circumstances of my world, my beautiful world of Kedusha, if they're not the way that I'm used to, my dearest keva is all that I have. I cannot leave my dearest keva. There are people who haven't muted. You have to mute. I can't leave my dearest keva and go into a temporary dwelling. What does Hashem want of me this moment? Might not be what I'm used to serving Him up with on a regular day all of the years of my life. There's an unbelievable avodah that's called Tzei Midiras Keva. Right now, Keva, the Baruch Hashem is saying, I love you, I adore you. Everything you've ever done for me, it's gewaldic. But I'm telling you right now, for whatever reason, we don't understand why. That's not important for now. But I am telling you that if you're stuck in your dearest keva, that your whole Yiddishkeit depends upon your chavrusas, your shiurim, your minyanim, your being ma'ur ben habriyas, being with other people, being out in the veldt in the world, if your whole Yiddishkeit depends on that, if you're stuck in your dearest keva, then you're not going to survive this time. As a Jew, you're not going to survive. Because being a Jew requires leaving, sometimes, leaving one's diras keva, one's permanent dwelling, and entering to a diras aroi, a temporary dwelling. This is temporary. It should be finished very soon. Hashem should watch over all of our brothers and sisters and all human beings. But it's a diras aroi, it's a temporary dwelling. And when you're in a temporary dwelling, you have to learn how to adjust. That means that you can't make yourself crazy with the same expectations that you normally have, as one person was asking in these questions. The normal expectations that you have when you're in your dearest keva, things go, they move, you have your schedule, you have everything the way that it's set up, and that works for you. Each one of you is a mature hush of a person, and you have your dearest keva. When you're in a dearest array, things are wild. You don't know what to expect. Things are changing, not from day to day, but from hour to hour. From hour to hour, things are changing. We don't know what to expect from 1 hour to the next, from 1 moment to the next, what's going to be. But Hashem always is. And every single moment of our lives, He's telling us to serve Him the best way you can right now in the Diras Aroi. And in your sukkah, unless maybe some super big, rich gevir, the sukkah is not the same as your house. It's just not. All the conveniences, all of the amenities, they're just not there in the sukkah. And Hashem Shabbat said, this is a sukkah. So right now we're sitting in the sukkah. Yesterday, you know, was the yard site of Tzadik Yisod Olam, of the Rebbe Meir Lech Susi, Yelena Bal Koy Yisrael, was Rebbe Meir Lech's yard site. And you know that him and his holy brother, the Rebbe Abzusha, they feared Golas. They went before they were doing what they had to do in the Diras Keva. They were living in the Diras Aroi, and they went in Golas. They didn't sleep in the same place 2 nights, and they came to a certain place, and for whatever reason, they were thrown into jail. because they were just vagabonds. And they were thrown into jail with crazy, crazy, crazy people. Not just crazy people, criminals, all kinds of crazy people. And the Rebbe of Melech had a terrible Chalisus Hadas. I told this to the Chevra last night, this story. The Rebbe of Melech had a terrible Chalisus Hadas. Because it was impossible to daven there. There was a pot in the middle of the cell where everybody would go to relieve himself. That had a terrible stench. And Pialochi, you couldn't daven. The smell was terrible. There was no way to daven. So we can't imagine what that is for the Rebbe Melech not to be able to daven. Forget about Bitzibur. Couldn't daven Bichidus. Couldn't say a word of Kedusha. Couldn't say a Dovash of Kedusha. Nothing. With such a smell. And all the noise and the cursing with this chevra that were there. It was terrible. So the Rebbe Melech went into a dikaon. He was very broken. And his brother, the Rebbe Abzushi, said, Melech, what are you sad about? And he told him, what am I sad about? We can't daven. That's my whole chiyus, is to daven. And the Rebbe Abzushi said to him, Melech, the same Rebbeinu Shalom, the same Kadosh Baruch Hu, who says to us, all other times that I want you to daven. Right now, that same Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying to us, I don't want you to daven. You have to think of a different way to connect to me because I don't want you to daven right now. Because that's the halacha. You can't daven under these circumstances. I don't want you to daven right now. And it's the same Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling us to do that. So we're doing a gewaldige mitzvah by not davening and to be besimcha. In the matzav that we're in right now, we're doing a gewaldige mitzvah. And the two of them began to dance. They did a hakofa around that pot. Around the Beis HaKise, they did a rikud. So you can imagine that all of the criminals there, they were howling and hooting and screaming. They couldn't believe these Jews are so crazy. They couldn't believe how crazy these Jews are. And there was such a commotion that the guard who was outside opened the door suddenly and started to scream, what's going on? He saw the Rebbe Melech and the Bezusha dancing and the rest of the guys are screaming and laughing. And he asked, what's going on? What's happening over here? And the criminals were saying, these crazy Jews, that they're excited about this pot. They're happy about it. And they're dancing. So the guard said, we're not going to allow such a thing to have some happy Jews in this place. So he took the pot out of the cell. And the Rebbe of Zushi said to Rebbe Melech, and now, because Rebbe was saying to us, I want you to daven. I want you to daven. Our job right now, Chev, is to try to hear what is Hashem's saying to us now. Because the Diras Keva is not going. Not school, not shul. We don't know why, but it's not going. The Diras Keva is closed. So that doesn't mean that our business with the Borei Olam, with the Creator, is closed. It means that now we're in a sukkah. We're in a Diras Haroi. And in a Diras Haroi, we have to be besimcha, besimcha, even though we feel like a little bit like the two brothers dancing in that place. But we have to give the Borei Olam nachas ruach in the way that we can, each person, the way that he can, that he's able to right now, to give nachas ruach to the Borei Olam. So how do we do that? First of all, Rabbi Bacon just said to me, very, very, very smart and simple, Eitza, right before I got on, he was saying how the best thing he does is, the best day that he has is when he's not listening to the news. It's an Eitza Tovah, before we go any further, just a practical Eitza Tovah, not to become Meshubit to the reports, the news, the computer, and so on. Not to be Meshubin. But on a deeper level, to try to really address, I would say, half of these questions that were sent to me. There's a popular song we were singing a lot by the Purim Mesiva. And the words are words from Kapitel Nun Hei and Tilim. Nun Hei and Tilim Pasuk Zayin. For Omar, mi yitein li eva kayoina. I say, if only I had wings like a dove. Aufa v'eshkaina. Aufa v'eshkaina. I would fly I would fly to Yerushalayim. I would fly to a quiet place. I would fly and find rest. But Dornach is not talking about Yerushalayim. He continues and says, Hine Archik Nedoid Olin Bamidbar Selo. I would go far away. And Olin Bamidbar Selo and dwell in the desert. Achisha Miflat Li, I would rush to find shelter. Meruach Soya Misoar. Meruach Soya Misoar. From a savage stormy wind. So Dovid HaMelech is not talking about running away and going to Yerushalayim. He's actually talking about leaving Yerushalayim. I guess there was some time of social distancing and having to leave. But Dovid HaMelech is actually longing for the opportunity of Ahufa Veshkarna to fly and to roam far away, to go where? To go to the desert. Nachisha to find shelter from this savage storm wind. Ruach Soya Misar to find shelter from the savage wind. That same tzaddik, the Rebbe Elimelech from Lezhensk, in Parshas Yisro, on the pasuk it says, "Bayom ahu zeh, bayom hazeh, bo'u midbar Sinai." Bayom hazeh, on that day, on this day, bo'u midbar Sinai. The Rebbe Reb Melech and Parshis Yisro Noam Elamelech says, "Remez lehisbodedus gadol." Bayom hazeh mean, what Dovid HaMelech was saying, that on this day, when I'm in the sukkah, when I'm in a Dios HaRoi, on this day, when everything else is falling apart, I have to find my way to the desert. B'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. Midbar is a lashon of dibur, of speaking. Bo midbar Sinai means, it's a remez, l'hisboidedus gadol. L'hisboidedus gadol. It's a time, it's an opportunity, to be alone with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be alone with Hashem Yisbarach. The Mefarshim, the Tzaddikim, say in the Haggadah, when it says, Tzei Ulamad, go out and learn, go out. It's the same Tzei Midiras Keva, go out. Sometimes you have to go out. You have to go out from your Diras Keva and to go to the desert. Hashem is taking each and every one of us right now to a strange zone. He's taking us to a zone that's called the zone of alone, the zone of being alone. And in that zone of alone, I have guys that sent a question, that were sending questions about how am I supposed to survive in the zone of alone? How am I supposed to survive? First of all, it means that I don't have the usual distractions. I'm not busy the way that I'm normally busy. And if I'm left alone, nope. There are many, many old habits that could crop up, or current habits that could find their way onto my phone and into my life and into my head and heart. How am I supposed to contend with this state of aloneness? What's called Neitzah Zel, Bidud. Bidud. Isolation, quarantine, alone. In my dearest Aroi. How am I supposed to survive in my dearest Aroi? But Chevra, maybe that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us now by sending us to Midbar Sinai. Maybe that's what he's saying to us. The greatest show of faith. You have to mute the phone. You have to press the mute button. I hear you. The greatest expression of our faith in all of Tanakh is in Sefer Yirmiyah, Zacharti lach chesed ne'urayich, ahavas klulosayich, lechtech acharai b'midbar. I remember the kindness, the love of when you were young, when you were a kala, and you followed me into the desert. Lechtech acharai b'midbar. Your Yiddishkeit was not stuck in the place that you were familiar with, in that way of life that you were familiar with. You followed me into the desert. Say, ulamad. Lechtech acharai b'midbar. Lechtech acharai b'midbar. What's that midbar? The midbar is strange now. The Gemara in Brachos, when it talks about the Chassidim Rishonim, they were showing shachas, they would wait, you know, they would prepare an hour before davening, give a davening, and then there was an hour after davening. And the Gemara asks over there, Minar lunch, from where do we see such a thing? The Gemara says, Ashrei Yoshvei V'Yisachar. So it's odd. But the bayis, the home, the dira, the apartment, the room, has become the place of Ashrei Yoshvei V'Yisachar, where the Chassidim Rishonim would be alone with Hashem. It's not a shachas now. It's not a shatayim. It's many hours to be alone. But the Gemara brings the makar of this zone of alone from David Malka Mashiach, from the words that you and I all grew up with, Ashrei Yoshvei V'Secha. Fortunate are the ones who live in Hashem's house. And the Gemara is telling us that that's talking about the Sha'achas, that precious hour of his bodhidus, of being alone. You know how many of you over the years have cried to me that you're chalishing to be able to learn certain things, to be able to daven at a certain pace. But you can't because you're meshubit to the diras keva of the system that you're in, and that all of us have our schedules and our systems, even in Kedusha I'm talking about. And over the years, so much crying and complaining about the Shibudim, about the Shibudim of Mitzrayim, of Kedusha, the Mitzrayim de Kedusha, the holy restraints of the diras keva. And now the Baruch Shalom is sending us to the Midbar, to the desert, to a place of being alone, his Baidus. And we don't know what to do. I'm saying that in a general way. Obviously, everybody's doing their best, but many of the Chevra are feeling that they simply don't know what to do. Parents who are crying all of their lives, I want to spend more time with my kids. Don't know what to do with them now that they're alone with them. Husbands and wives who are crying, how much they love each other, and all they want to do is to spend time with each other. So here it is. Don't know what to do. Unraveling. Hysteria. Panic. Don't know what to do. Let's go through many inyanim going on with panasa, v'chula, v'chula, and all the pratim of life. Understood. The Svaram tell us that there are two domains of life, and there are two koiches ha-nefesh. There's the domain of yachad, of being together with others, being in the world regular. The Kadmainim, not only the Jewish ones, but also the Jewish ones, agreed that man by nature is a social being. And there's also a koach that's called the koach of levado, a reality of Adam nivra yechidi, man was created by himself. And Hashem Yisbarach wants us to be part of these two worlds. He wants to be part of the world of Yachid, alone, and to be part of the world of yachad, of together. Not just when there's a sickness in the world, this coronavirus, but we have to move back and forth from those two worlds always, of yachad, yachid, together and alone, together and alone. Hashem made marriage in such a way as well. Together and in a time of levad. But the primal existence of man, the core, essential existence that defines who a human being is how man was created. Alone. Adam nivri yechidi. Adam nivri yechidi. Vayivosei Yaakov levado. The Chazal say, like it says by Hashem, Nizgav Hashem levado. Look in Rabbi Yochanan Parshas VeYishlach, and that inyan of levado, the avoid of levadius. Levadius is a midas nefesh that's called levadius, aloneness, to serve Hashem Baruch alone. Lechtech acharai b'midbar. The primal creation of man is levado. Say they can't live like that. You can't live like that in a way of the Divas Keva and Kriyas. It's miserable. And Hashem didn't program us to live that way. The Kriyas. And it says at the beginning of Torah, Loi Toiv Heyos Adam Levada. Loi Toiv Heyos Adam Levada. Friends, wife, family, parents, grandparents, all of us, biyachad, together. That's the usual mahalach. But the primal mitzias of man is levada. Adam nivri yechidi. Adam nivri yechidi. The koch levada is the essence and the measure of man. The koch hachibur of man as a social being is secondary, very dear, very precious. Now that inyan of chibur, of man being a social being, has taken over our lives, completely taken over our lives. You know that those who know me, I don't go on rants against technology. I understand. We're on it right now. I get it. But if we're trying to understand what Hashem Baruch is saying to us, to listen to him, to hear this language of the Bari Olam, of the Creator, he's sending us to the desert. He's sending us to a place of being alone. Of course, you could sit in that place and spend 24 hours trying to be biyachad using your devices. But to understand the whole world, not just Am Yisrael, but the whole world has lost its way, has forgotten the self. Ad kedei kach, that a fine Jewish young man who sits and learns Torah in a sincere and serious way, who's a Ben Torah and a Ben Aliyah, does not know how is it possible for me to keep myself away from impurity, from all that's inappropriate if I'm left by myself. I'm not going to read the exact nusach of the different questions, and I'm not in any way mocking or ridiculing. Chas v'chalil. I'm just trying to put things into perspective, to think with a Jewish head. Moach Yehudi. Seichel Yehudi. Seichel Yehudi. It's not depression, it's not despair, it's not loneliness. It's being part of an Am Levadad Yishkon, of a nation that is defined by being alone. And it doesn't only mean because the world hates us. That's true. It doesn't only mean that we're forced into isolation. That's true. That's our national collective experience. But it's the crown, the keser, and the kavod of Am Yisrael, that we're an Am Levadad Yishkon, a nation that understands that to live and to be a Jew means that you have to leave your Divas Keva and to go into a Divas Arai, and in that Divas Arai, you're not alone. Ki'ati imodi. And lo yirara ki'ati imodi. Ki'ati imodi, ki'ati imodi, ki'ati imodi. And maybe for the first time in our lives, for the first time in our lives, the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, I'm not giving you any alternatives other than to be with me. You do have the choice to spend the entire time on your phone. That's a choice. But the other choice is a choice of godless, of lechtech acharei b'midbar, of following me into the desert, and to become in the midbar a medaber, one who speaks to me, one who talks to me, one who connects to me in a real, personal, and deep way, who's now able to use davening and times of his bardus as an opportunity to really change, to really grow, to be able to sit and to learn a blood gemara, not to worry necessarily about keeping up with this or that, but to chaz it over 1,000 times with a geshmak, and to look into this inyan, into that inyan, and to be able to be in a place of a mokum shalibai, shalom chafreitz, and you're learning like the gemara says of a dezara, certain inyanim and tayra, that if it's hard for you to concentrate right now in your regular Diras Keva of learning, that there are inyanim and tayra that you can now mamish become. You could swim in those beautiful areas of Torah that you normally would not be able to because of the Diras Keva and the schedules and so on. Now you could mamish mokum shalibai chafetz, like the Gemara says. Mokum shalibai chafetz, where your heart is taking you. The chafetz alei. To think of ways that are your own ways of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now in your life. You know, there's a lot of the guys we're asking about Sfarim to learn, and maybe later on I'll talk about a list of certain Sfarim that might be very, very helpful, particularly now. There's a Choshev Yid who we were zoche to have in the yeshiva as a guest a number of times, and he himself was actually confirmed as somebody and it was made known throughout the Jewish world. So I'm not being Herlef Megala's site, I'm not revealing a secret, but a very, very precious Jew, Rosh Hashiva, and the Kor Chaim, Rav Dov Zinger, Yishav Rafuni Yeshua, hope he's doing well. So he has this virus. He's a very, very deep and precious Jew. And he wrote a magnificent little sefer that someone told me was just now published in English. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's called Tikkun Tfilasi. Tikkun Tfilasi by Rav Dov Zinger. It's basically an introduction to tefillah, to davening in a diras arai, and how to strengthen one's regular davening, mitzvah, in a minyan, with the chevra, through strengthening a new, intense relationship with the Borei Olam using tefillah, using davening as the basis of that relationship, which it is. It is. And the entire sefer, which is, as I was told, is in English. I didn't see it. I don't know what it's called in English. I guess it's called Tikkun Tfilasi in English. Establish My Prayer. I don't know if it's in English. So he also brings poems and delightful little stories in the middle. And he has here a poem from a famous Israeli politician who was raised in a Chabad family, who was a Lubavitcher Chassid from birth, and who was also a very brilliant person. And the poem reads the following way. And I guess it's translated in the English one, but here it is in the Hebrew. Although it should be told that the author of this poem was much more comfortable with Yiddish than he was with Lashon HaKodesh. His Yiddish was much better than his Hebrew. Toiv la'odam hayos pam badad. It's good for a person to be alone sometimes. Lo sefer, not even a book. Lo reya, not even a friend. Lo tzibur, no tzibur, no chevra. Lo prat, not even a single individual other person. Nobody else. Raku im libay. Just you, completely alone with your heart. Raku im libay. Im halev. Rak bilvad. Im halev. Rak bilvad. Just by yourself, with your heart. Just alone with your heart. Tov la'odim hayos pam badad. It's good for a person to be sometimes alone. Tov kiyetze pam reik minichasav, and sometimes it's even good to not have anything. Unfortunately, many people are losing what they have now, but Chevra, I'm hearing you talking. You have to mute your phone. There are people who are here talking. Thanks. V'toiv kiyetze pam reik minichasav. Lo bayis. God forbid, nobody should have anything taken away, but there is such a thing that a person, when he has nothing, not only nobody, but he has nothing. Lo bayis, lo yisoda, lo nidrush, lo chayev, nothing that's demanded of you, nothing that you have to do that day. Rak yakshiv elibo. Just listen to your heart. V'yachrish cheresh rav, and be very, very, very quiet. Be silent. Do we even remember what that's like? Chevra, to be silent. You know, one of the questions over here that I got, that Rabbi Bacon sent me, one of the questions from you, from the guys, was a question that was asked of me from some chevra in the shul about when davening b'yichidus, should they try to arrange to have their phones on so they could at least hear some of the familiar voices of the chevayim who are davening also b'yichidus in their homes. Now the moach, I'll finish the poem in a second. The moach, the brain of 2020 of Tavshin Pei says, Avada, for sure, for sure. Why else do we have such a wonderful thing, that like a phone that I can now hear Yankel also davening by himself? And why is he also davening by himself? And then, of course, there'll be a Dvar Halacha or something at the end. The rabbi will say something for all of us, and it'll be Ki'ilu, Ki'ilu, Ki'ilu. We're together. You have to mute your phone. It'll be ki'ilu with together. And I said, no. No, absolutely not. You're trying to force the Diras Kavan using the phone into the Diras Harai, and Hashem does not want you to bring that into the Sukkah. I don't believe that. Now, I could be crazy. I'm wrong, like, a lot. So this could be one of the times, but I don't think that's... That might be fun for you. It might be nice. It might give you... I'm afraid to use the word chizik the way it's used nowadays. It might inspire you to hear some other friends of, you know, their voices, davening. That's very, very sweet. I don't believe that's what Hashem wants right now. Personally, I believe that Hashem wants you to hear your own voice, to speak to Him in your own voice, and to hear your voice. V'yakshiv el libo v'yachrish cheresh rav. V'yachrish cheresh rav. To be so quiet, to be so, so, so silent and deep, deep into oneself, into that place of the midbar, levado, yachid, 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 levado, vayevosa Yaakov, levado, levado. Tov ki yetze odom minachazov. Sometimes even not to have your stuff. Ki yakshiv alibo. Because then you could listen to your heart. V'yovin l'chayov. And you could begin to understand your life. Who you are and the purpose of your life. V'yeda asher yesh. And then you could really know what you do have in life. What there really is in this world. The Yachush Machayev, and to feel the emes. What are you chayev to do? What are you really obligated to do in this life? Like Ramchal begins at the beginning of Sesham. Yisoid HaChassidus. Yisoid HaVoid HaTmima. She is Barbi Yisami says all the Machai Vosoi Ba'olamo. Machai Vosoi Ba'olamo. Machai Vosoi Ba'olamo means that each person has his own world. Do you know what your world is? Do I know? We're so caught up in everybody else's world. People are asking me about, some of the guys are asking the question about what's going on, like with some of our brothers, that they're like ignoring the instructions and that they're like chasnas and like maybe things are different now because unfortunately there's terrible tsars going on now in these communities as well. But ignoring and just making like nothing happened and everybody getting together. Someone sent me a picture from neighborhoods, a picture of hundreds of people at a chasna like it's a regular day. And they see that as being, you know, something which is gewaldig. Maybe not today, because many of their friends are in the hospital. But I don't mean to be critical, because and we love everybody. We have to be down the kafskus. And Hashem is about to send us true leaders. But why do you think that the only way that you could be besimcha, the only way that Chasan Kala could be happy is if there are 1,400 people around him? Since one is not the criteria of joy, it's a luxury, and it's the normal way of having the opportunity of biyachad, of yachad, of being together. But the Rebbe Zushi was saying to his brother, if Hashem is telling us right now, Lihit bodeid, bidud. If that's what Hashem Shabbat is telling us right now, so then, nismach. What does Hashem mean doing what Hashem wants, not what you want? And sometimes Hashem changes the script. Halacha is always halacha, but Hashem changes the script. And when our poskim tell us, and the halacha is to be in the diras aroy, so then that's a cause for joy. It's interesting because Sukkot is Davka is Man Simcha Seinu. Davka is Man Simcha Seinu. The Diras Aroi. Lechtech Acherai B'Midbar. Lechtech Acherai B'Midbar. I'm not going to go into the issue of the question that a number of you had asked about why this Rav said that and this Rav said each. They're different poskim, they're different gedolim. And it's a very big mistake, by the way, for any of you who think that because my posek says this, that everybody else is a rosh, if they don't listen to my posek, they're listening to their posek. And that's, somebody asked me, how should we down the kavshus? They're different people who are poskim. And just because the one who you are relying upon says one thing, there are other Jews who have a different posek and relying upon that posek, and we have to respect each other and not chalil to put down or to make fun of, to even ask how could it possibly be such a thing that someone's not listening to my posek. Again, that's not an appropriate question. We have to daven that we should have true leaders, and each one of our leaders should have siyata dishmaya and the kind of ruach hakodesh that one needs during such a bilbul, such a marvel, to be able to guide all of us to make the right decision, to conduct ourselves in the right way. But don't start criticizing. You know, you wouldn't believe, I get angry multiple emails a day, going back to a few days ago in particular, just continuing on a little bit lighter. Angry emails, why are you not closing the shul? This was before Shabbos, when that was regarding the posik that I myself and many others here were Simchan. So there were angry people that were saying, how could you leave the shul open? So half the day I spent trying to respond to those. Then the other half of the day is, how come you closed the shul, which I did, once the Shabbos. So how come you closed the shul? And each one is using language that is not appropriate, not becoming, not respectful, not to me, I don't care, but not respectful of great people, people much greater than me and you, who we're trying to listen to and to follow, because that's how we live. We listen to our tzaddikim, and we listen to our poskim, to our gedolim, and we don't condemn other people for following their poskim, their gedolim. Somebody asked, specifically mentioning the Klosenberg Rebbe, Schussi Helena, who we know, and there were other tzaddikim that risked their lives, even for small things. The Satmar Rebbe, Schussi Helena, refused to shave his beard. Being a Jew with a beard would be killed at that time. And the Klosenberg and other tzaddikim risked their lives to keep proti protim of halacha. So why aren't we doing that? Risking our lives to keep proti protim. So first of all, in response to that, one needs to learn halacha properly. There is an inyan of midas chasidus, especially at a time where there's a gzeira shmad, where there's a gzeira that's affecting the rabbim. There are individuals who are different. There are individuals who are yichidei school who are different. It's not a kasha. You and I are not the Klosenberg Rebbe, and we're not the Satmar Rebbe. And therefore, our responsibility is to follow the Hamayin Am, and the instructions that we're receiving from qualified medical experts and poskim. That's our responsibility of what the Diras Aroi should look like. And if there are Gedoli Hatar who say that davening outside with taking all the proper precautions that that's permissible, then those who were not told that by their posik should not be critical, and of course not nasty and hostile towards others who receive different instructions from the Adam Godel that they're relying upon. Now, in the situation that we're in, one person's behavior can affect another person. Each person has to do his best, but not to be critical of each other. Hashem is telling us something very remarkable now, because one of the big avoiders of being alone is not just developing a stronger kesher with Hashem, which is what I've been talking about until now, but it actually is developing a stronger kesher with each other. With each other. The aside of Ahavas Yisrael, as it's explained in Tanya Perek Lamed Beis, and in Derech Mitzvah Yisrecha from the Tzemach Tzedek, the mitzvah of Yahav L'Recha Kamercha that we were zeichet to learn together in the yeshiva, myself with the Chabur, and 5-6 years ago. The aside of Ahavas Yisrael is not loving a Jew when you're together with that person. The aside, or the shirish of Ahavas Yisrael, comes from the belief that you and I have that even though in the physical world there are many things that divide us, in this world there are many things that set us apart from each other, but in pnimius each one is mamash bound to the other. In the world of the neshama, there's no such thing as being alone. That's the catch. That's what's so beautiful. When you have a true relationship with another Jew, you can be with him even when you're not together with him physically. You could be with that person even when you're not together. Why is it that Jews fight and argue and can't stand each other? It's because of Dvarim Chitzonim, it's because of external things, it's because of things that you see when you're in the same room. But that Jew that you don't see when you're in the same room, you can't see because it's the Neshama. In that place of Av Echad Ukulana, where Imam is the same, where we're bound together, in that place of the soul, of the neshama, there's nothing that separates me from you. I cry hearing about a Jew that I never met in my life who's come down with a sickness and sitting in a hospital someplace. I cry for him. I don't know who he is, and I'm davening for him. I am not in the room with him. He's not part of my dearest kavah, yeah? So how is it that I could feel that? And only Jews could feel in such a deep way. How is that? Where does that come from? It comes from the Metzius that my being biyachad with you comes from the deepest part of my being a yachid, of having a nefesh l'kis and the shama, of the existence of Knesset Yisrael, that in the root of our existence we're all together, mamish. So I could be with you while I'm not with you. I could also be alone while I'm with you. As Rabbi Nachman Schussel spoke about, even when you're in a crowded room filled with people, you could do his burdus under your talus, and if you don't have a talus, you do his burdus, and inside your mind, inside your heart, you could be mamish alone and scream at the top of your lungs. To scream at the top of your lungs. Would I recommend certain svarim? Yeah, call a Torah Kula. I said before, the Mokum Shalibus Adam Chafetz. There are, however, some that I just made a little bit of a list of some that I would strongly classics and besides, of course, Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Shnai Mikra HaTargum, Our Life, Mesil Sesharim, Zihirus and Zerizus. Zihirus and Zerizus. The two Sharim, the two at the beginning. Zihirus and Zerizus. Chavis Lavavis, of course, Shahar Bitochen, which I'm sure you've all learned. But the Chaz are very strong. Shahar Bitochen. I spoke a little bit about to my shul, to the Chevron Eish Kodesh a few days ago, this Indian of the fear and panic. We spoke a little bit from Rav Arulin and Rav Kook. Shai b'tochen chavos levavos, to be cautious but not to be nervous or afraid. Hamas speak la'ivdei Hashem from Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, especially Perek Yud Gimel, but it means his baidudus, the beginning of his baidudus. Das atzmecha, from my dear friend Rav Yisomer Schwartz, the author of L'Ravi Mishkan Evne. Das Atzmucha, the Koach of serving Hashem, Levado, what that means. Das Atzmucha. How is it possible for me to be always with other Jews while I'm by myself? To be together even though I'm by myself? To come to that place of Atzmucha where there's other neshamas, everybody's there. Shtabchus nefesh, Meshivas nefesh, Breslov, those two, Meshivas nefesh, Shtabchus nefesh, Chizik, Davening, Meshivas nefesh, Shtabchus nefesh, I think you're in English, I don't know. Meshivas nefesh, Shtabchus nefesh. Rav Kluger's Sefer, Yichud HaZbaydadus, it's now translated very beautifully into English, called One. It sets up this entire system of his baridus also in how to connect to other Jews while being a person who is a misbaridate. This I just jotted down mamish a minute before we got on the phone. I'm looking over the paper with some of the questions. I think that I have addressed many of them, but again, I'm not going to the pratim of some specific ones over here, because what I'm talking about, somebody was asking about Shemir Samachshav, how could one guard one's thoughts when you're alone with your mind all day long? But I'm talking about this. We're not in a B'day Ever now. This is now a Lechatchila. This Sukkah is a Lechatchila. It's Mazim Chassayim. Stop talking about being losers and being defeated by a sickness. And stop talking in a way of defeatism and you know, I have to tell you that I'm a Yankee fan for almost 60 years. I mean, I haven't watched them in many, many years, but I'm a Yankee fan. You know, so I'm used to being with a winner. I'm not a Met fan, you understand? You know, the Met fans might be having a hard time. Maybe it's easier for them because they're used to cheering for a loser, but I'm just joking about that stuff. But we're not losers. This is not a bit ever. This is lachatchilas v'lachatchilas. What the Shem Shabbat is saying to us right now, what he wants us to do right now, this is our avodah right now. To go into a boat, to go, we're now in a Tevas Noach, the Midbar. The Sefer Charedim, in Perek Samachvav, writes, Kasher Ha'odam ben Bnei Odam, Daimel Ha'odam Shanofel Toich Hayam. When you're amongst a lot of people, like the whole world is always now, like I was saying before, you're like somebody who fell into the ocean. Shalmizor Ma'oid Loshut Yofa, but if you're not careful, you don't really know how to swim, yet but you'll drown. When you go to the desert, Hashem sending us now to the desert, and you're alone with Hashem, Hine hu svina. That's a boat. You remember how all this started with the luxury liner where the people got sick, and it was docked someplace in Japan, and we were all sitting here in New York thinking, Nabuch, a little bit like, you know, with a wink, like all these rich people that got stuck on some luxury liner, and Yeshu b'shamayim yischak, eizitzchak, some atzchik. Not that anybody should be sick, but you know, hilanogeli, mazechpatli. So the Charedim says that his bardus is leaving the stormy ocean and going into a safe teva, the teva's noach, a boat. And a person can escape and can be dovuk to Hashem, can be bound to Hashem on this luxury liner that we're now on, this unbelievable luxury liner. Am Yisrael's luxury liner that's called Ani Ve'ata. The same way you and I started this morning, Elokai, Neshamish Nesatabi, Elokai, my God. Moida earlier, Moida Ani Lefanecha, Moida Ani Lefanecha. Moida Ani Lefanecha. Yeah, somebody just sent, I see a little correction. Zahirus and Zahirus is not the beginning, and a little bit further ahead in Mesil Shasham, sorry. Moida ani lefanach. Moida ani lefanach. Moida ani lefanach. Elokai nishamish nesata bi tahiri. Elokai nishamish nesata bi tahiri. This is a time that Hashem Baruch wants us to come into contact with that part of ourselves that's called Elokai. My God, Nisham Shasata B, Levadi, me. That's the Avodah right now. I want to give each and every one of you and myself a bracha that we should be zeicher to be good soldiers, to be good soldiers. There was a big chassid in Yerushalayim, Rav Zalman Brizel. A real Yerushalmi Yid. And there was once a group of Chassidim that was standing, and there was a march of some soldiers that was going through the neighborhood where they were. And Reb Zalman couldn't take his eyes off of the soldiers. He was watching them, you know, very, very intently. And one of the Chassidim says, Reb Zalman, what are you so fahitched about the soldiers? What are you watching this parade? And Reb Zalman said, I can't take my eyes off of them, you know. These are all different people. Some of them didn't have enough sleep last night. Some of them are hungry. Some of them don't feel well. Some of them has a, you know, this one has an ache in his shoulder, this one in his knee. But they're all marching forward. They're not skipping a beat, a step. Mamish. All marching forward, completely, completely following their orders, marching forward. I can't take my eyes off of that. Have you understand? That's our job right now, is to march forward, to believe that even though I'm not standing right now next to another Jew, I wish I could, but we're marching together, mamish, in line, in step, together, together, every second together, every second together. Biyachad. Even though right now, ani yachid. And by doing this, and being faithful, elich yidin. Be careful with our thoughts. Be careful with what we do and how we think and what we look at and so on. And being besimcha, 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 besimcha. The march is going to take us all the way to Yerushalayim. And we're going to be able to be together at the big parade to greet Dr. Malka Mashiach. All healthy, with our families and all of our brothers and sisters together. With the Gulashim Amitish, Mehavi Amen, Amen, Va'amei.